BBC Line at 94.9, good morning, wherever you are. We're looking at the Queen's Honours List. I'm sure Jamoke Fashola will continue that, and fantastic debate. Make sure you assume the position and get yourself ready for her. Now, we're going to take technology. Phil Dave, BBC London's resident technology expert. Well, he is here tonight. He's in with me and want to know about some of the systems. So are you a Luddite or do you embrace new technology with open arms, whether it's an Apple or a BlackBerry or a Nokia with Lawrence earlier on? There's a fruitful supply of new technology in the market, and tonight we're going to give you a little taster. Did I say tonight? I meant this morning. Phil, good evening to you. You would describe yourself as what, sir? A technology geek, a buffin, an anorak? How would you describe yourself?
I think the masses would describe me as a geek, but I describe myself as someone who has a keen fascination in the world of technology.
Right. Okay. So one of the discussions that we were having, it was a boss's wedding last week, and one of the issues that we were discussing is that Apple, for a long time, had kind of made their name by giving you things that you didn't know that you needed until they invented it. We've got past that stage now, haven't we?
Well, I don't know. There are a couple of new features coming out in the not-so-distant future with iOS 6. Now, Eddie, I know that you know what iOS 6 is, because I heard you just telling producer Haley about this.
So I don't know.
Do you want to explain it, or shall I?
You please, you do it.
Okay. iOS 6, for anyone who has iTechnology, that is an iPod Touch, perhaps, an iPad, an iPhone, any of those kind of devices. This is a new operating system that will ultimately take charge and manage your applications and everything that you do with your device.
So even if you've got a device or no device, this is an operating system that you can download and incorporate, or do you have to buy a new machine?
No. It'll be for some existing Apple technology, not for all of it, though.
Okay. And what will it enable you to do, Phil?
Okay, there are a couple of key features that we want to look at this morning. Siri, which is the voice recognition software that was released.
Which is already on the 4S, isn't it?
Correct. Eddie, yeah. Well done. Okay, that's one house point to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Right, Siri, which is already, as you say, on the iPhone 4S, is now to become available on the iPad as well. And it's going to have a little bit of a makeover, because up until now, as if Siri wasn't impressive enough, the fact that it can dictate text messages, or you can dictate text messages to it, I should say, it can also read your messages to you if you happen to be behind the wheel of a car and you can't read them. There is lots of different things that Siri can do now.
So that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because now it can open applications. This is exciting.
So before you would say text or call Eddie or call Phil.
Absolutely.
Now you can say text Eddie, fine. But now you can get applications. Oh, great.
Well, I know you're excited.
It is fantastic, but it's getting to robot world, isn't it? It is, you know, there is a fine line. It is getting make me a cup of tea and all of that. So that is something. When can we expect that then?
Okay, well, iOS 6 is actually available in beta format, which means the trial version. So if you want my advice, leave well alone for the moment, only because if it is in the trial stage, I always say let it be someone else's problem. Let them iron out the bugs, and then when it's officially released, then go for it. But if I can tell you a couple of the other features that they have. FaceTime, which is the ability to see the person that you are talking to, up until now has only been available over a Wi-Fi connection. Now it's available over cellular data, which means that if you're out and about, you'll be able to see the person that you're calling. And I'm sure there have been numerous occasions, Eddie, when you have said to yourself, I would love for people to be able to see me right now, what I'm doing, whilst I talk to you.
Hell no. I don't want them to see what I'm doing, and I definitely don't want them to know where I am. Absolutely not. I mean, the thing about it is I've now just embraced Apple technology, and one of the primary factors of that was the FaceTime, that I could see my son if I was away from home, and that is a fantastic feature. And I think it's great that it won't now just be on the Wi-Fi. That would be much more useful to many more people. Well, this ongoing technology, just interrupting you for a second, is it because there is a need for it? Is it because the market is becoming more competitive? What's the push behind the continued development of new technology?
Well, I think it is consumer hunger. I think that people have a hunger for technology. They want to see different things. And people ultimately probably get bored very quickly.
Yeah.
If you think about it. I mean, I think it wasn't that long ago that I was absolutely mind blown by such likes of Siri, thinking, wow, I can dictate a text message to my phone and I don't have to type anything. But now I'm thinking, oh, it's all right, I'll just dictate another text message. What else can I do?
So, it goes further and further and further, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's just such scope. There's so much you can do with technology. It's amazing.
Give us some more.
Okay. There's going to be a map app. So I had to make sure I was careful how I said that.
Yes, please.
Google Maps, up until now, has been responsible for map technology in iPhone. Apple have rather bravely decided that they are going to take this on themselves. And they've come up with their own map application, which will be built-in navigation as well. So that'll be quite useful. Your phone will always be a satellite navigation wherever you go.
One of the things is when I had at the minute I'm using the Samsung, right? So one of the great things about the sat-nav on this is it actually tells you where to go, take the next left, take the next. But if you want that on the Apple, you've got to download the voice, and that's like at 34 quid or something.
Correct.
Like
correct.
Hell no. How about that?
Up until now. But iOS 6 will change that.
Ah, because of course, you've got Siri, you've got the voice, you can do all of that. Let's keep going, please. I'm liking this.
Okay, a couple of the other features is that you'll be able to reject incoming calls a lot easier now. Let's give you an example. Up until now, what you've had to do is you've had to try and fiddle around pushing the button, the power button, that is, very, very gently, because the last thing you'd want to do is push it too hard, because then someone would know that you rejected the call, whereas now it's all done by touchscreen, so that'll be quite useful, because I'm sure there are loads of calls. Like, for example, if I was to give you a call, Eddie, and you think, oh, not Phil again, just now you could reject it.
I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
He lies.
More likely to do that for Hayley there. Yeah. but definitely not for you. In terms of Rodney's coming with his iPad, I've now got one. But I feel as though I've really sold myself down the river because, you know, apart from the fact that Mrs. Nest have, you know, sat on the toilet and her iPhone 4S went down there, so I'd have to give her the old phone back, I've now got iPhone, iPad and MacBook Pro. That is a huge lump of wonga.
Yeah, there is no denying that Apple can be a little bit pricey, but at the same time, I think that you have to look at it as the more you invest, probably it's more likely the better quality product you'll get. I've always found that with technology.
In terms of embracing it, though, one of the things about using Apple has always been you don't get bugs. But that isn't true. That's one of those myths, isn't it?
I think the way that is viewed is that there are less viruses written for Apple devices. And I think that's the misconception. It's not that it's impossible to get a virus on an Apple device. It's just highly unlikely.
What do you do then? Because I know you work in, we've got Sammy and Dan. Now, Sammy and Dan are also kind of geeky, nerdy types, right? And if they get a phone and then a new phone comes out 6 months later, they will ditch the old phone and they will have to have the newest, sharpest, hardest, most technologically kind of savvy thing. Is that you?
Well, I call it for research purposes.
Well done.
But so yes, I'll
take that as a yes.
I'll take that as a yes then.
And do you think, in terms of tablets that they are their future, as I say, Rodders has come in with his iPad, and I didn't know that I would enjoy my iPad as much as, I mean, I can write a blog on there on the tube. It's small, it fits in my handbag. It's great. Are they the future then? How are they selling these tablets?
I think that there's a very strong chance that they will become the norm. Tablet technology is already very much a heavy part of day-to-day life for a lot of people now. You were saying earlier on about how there were more people reading online now rather than reading a physical newspaper. That's because most people are reading their newspapers on an iPad or another tablet device. So, speaking of tablet technology and other devices, there is a little rumor out there, if I may put the feelers out there for this, that Microsoft might be releasing their own tablet as well. And this would coincide quite nicely with the release of Windows 8, the successor to Windows 7 in the not-so-distant future, which I have, surprise, surprise, had a play with. And it is heavily based on touchscreen technology, so that would make sense.
But 7 was seen as clangy and all sorts, wasn't it? Did it ever reach the heady heights that they had hoped for?
I think Windows 7 is a case of getting used to. It's not that it's an absolute disaster. I think Microsoft pretty much confessed that Windows Vista, its predecessor to Windows 7, was a bit of a disaster. But people with Windows 7 now, I think once you get used to the new look, it's not that bad. Windows 8, though, is radically different.
Yeah. Will it be a winner? What are your projections?
That's a tough question based on sort of what I've played around with so
Is there much more tweaking to do there?
I think that there's going to be a little bit of a backlash about it. There's people who are going to be a bit upset with what's going to happen. But it doesn't mean that they won't find it able or possible to use eventually.
Let's talk a little bit about this then, because I know that you read the papers, Phil, and you would have seen huge campaigns in papers like the Daily Mail about porn and whatever. And the idea is, if we talk about the phone, that as a child, if you buy a child, most of them have got BlackBerries because they can BB each other, that they can go and they can access things. Are any, to your knowledge, any of the phone companies working on phones that kind of block these things or enable them? Because it is quite scary if you've got a 13, 14, 15-year-old to know that they could almost access anything from their phone.
It is scary, and I think that various companies have tried to block it. Realistically, is it going to happen? No. Pornography is probably the largest internet-based industry, unfortunately, and it would take an awful, mighty force to stop it.
Well, so you can't stop it on the phone, but what about the idea of... Certainly it seemed to me that the idea of opting into it is a thing that papers like the Mail seem to be going for. By virtue of opting in, then you would appear on a particular register, wouldn't you, if you had to opt into something. Is that the way forward? Because there is a problem. We all have to accept, whether you access porn or not, that there is a problem with the types of people who are able to access it, what people are doing, who they can pretend that they are, and some game. What is the way that people might deal with it in the future, do you think?
Well, if it is an opt-in system, then the responsibility will probably fall on the internet service provider rather than the person who makes the technology or the software.
Okay, so somebody else, Jamaica Fasciolo, is coming in here shortly. And of course, as I say, we were out last week and she was reading her speech off the iPad and the like. Can you get a Word kind of document? Can you download a Word application onto your iPad? Is there something like that that you know of?
Absolutely.
I type everything in notes, but I'm sure that's the ridiculous way to do it.
Well, the Apple version of the software is called Pages. It is a paid-for piece of software available in the App Store. There are loads of other third-party applications that do exactly the same job. Some are free, some are paid for. I don't think that there is an exact Microsoft Word duplicate, which a lot of people are familiar with, but there are certainly applications that will seem vaguely familiar.
Yeah, I think you and I are going to have a couple of coffees, are we? And I'm going to have to bring my toy and pull it out as we enjoy a little time together. So we can do that. In terms of the... and we have talked about Apple quite a lot. I didn't mean for us to...
I know. I
apologize.
Next time
we'll broaden this. But in terms of the 5, a friend of mine says that she's due an upgrade and she's waiting for the iPhone 5. Is there such a thing, first of all?
Yes, iPhone 5 is more than likely, it has not been announced yet, but is more than likely to be released probably towards the end of the year. Think around the lines of October, but that is not confirmed, so don't tell me.
When the Galaxy S2 came out, this one here that I have, it was around about the time when they were having the aerial signals with the 4. The 4S hadn't come out yet, and certainly I just put in best mobile phone in the world, and it had that as number one ahead of the 4. The 4S came out, and the 4S became the number one. That's how I kind of... I know lots of people swear by the HTC and the like, But now, with the 3, next time you come in, you better be able to tell us, does the Galaxy S3 match up to the iPhone 4S? You see, we need to leave ourselves somewhere to go, because you will be back, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate you very much.